Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello to all our Serie A Chronicles Patreon tifosi. This is Patrick Kendrick taking you through the first semi-final first leg between Juventus and Lazio, which was played on Tuesday. We barely caught our breath from the end of round 30, lest we forget there were five games on Easter Monday to round off the football over the course of the Easter weekend in the Italian top flight. And we were straight back into it with the Coppa Italia. Juventus, 14 times winners, record holders indeed in terms of the number of victories in the Italian domestic cup, up against Lazio, and a weird quirk of the fixture list, much like Juventus had in the round of 16, where they played first against Salernitana in the Coppa Italia, thrashed them 6-1, then a few short days later, they ended up beating Salernitana late on at the Arechi. This time around, it was the other way around, namely Juventus played against Lazio in the league on Easter Saturday, and then 3 days on the Tuesday, they were up against the Biancocelesti in the cup. And unlike the Salernitana games, where Juventus won both, they came into this tie against Lazio on the back of a 1-0 loss. Adam Marušić scoring in the last minute on Easter Saturday to pile on the misery in for the Bianconeri and for Massimiliano Allegri in particular. But if there's one thing we know about Allegri, it's the fact that he has a real affinity with the Coppa Italia. He won it four times in as many years with Juventus during his first spell, four League and Cup doubles in five seasons. And he also took Juventus into the domestic cup final in his first year of his second stint. We're now into year three of Allegri Mark II. Last season, he was knocked out in a two-legged semi-finals by the eventual winners. Inter, the previous year, Juventus were beaten by Inter after extra time in Rome. So he has consistently performed in this competition. And it appears, after a 2-0 first leg win over Lazio, that Juventus are again going to be involved in yet another a Coppa Italia final, unless there's going to be a huge turnaround from Lazio 3 weeks from now. What was so different just 3 days on compared with what we saw on Saturday? Well, first and foremost, Juventus were bolstered by the return of Dusan Vlahovic. He was suspended for the league game. Juventus really missed him, but he did play, and how well he played against Lazio, getting the all-important second goal. A lovely finish. McKenny feeding the ball through to him with the outside of his boot. And Vlahovic just seemed to be at his best when he has that instinctive ability to finish. Couple of step overs, could have gone either side, eventually shifted it onto his favoured left and bent it round Romagnoli into the corner. That was the second goal that came on the hour mark. The opener came 5 minutes into the second half. Federico Chiesa exploiting lots of space. That's where Chiesa can be so devastating. We saw it when he was at the peak of his powers with Italy in the summer of 2021, Euro 2020, when he was cutting in from the left wing, when Italy were playing a lot in transition as well. And Lazio, whilst they're still getting to grips with what Igor Tudor is asking of them, afforded far too much time and space. A to Cambiaso, when stepping out of defence, he was able to feed through a 50-yard through ball, and whilst the weight on the pass was right, and it was a very good ball, he had the vision to spot Chiesa, there was still a huge margin for error. There was big room for manoeuvre here for Cambiaso in terms of being able to play the ball into the path of Chiesa, and Chiesa from there was never likely to miss. He's also a player who tends to thrive in the Coppa Italia. He has a great record in this competition. Who can forget when he and Dejan Kulusevski got on the score sheet when Juventus beat Atalanta in Reggio Emilia? Indeed, that is their most recent piece of silverware, if memory serves. That was Andrea Pirlo in charge on that occasion, the same year that Juventus also won the Supercoppa Italiana in Reggio Emilia at Mappei Stadium. That was when they hosted a couple of domestic finals. Does that mean that Allegri is out of the woods? He's no longer under pressure? Does that mean that Juventus are cured and they're going to suddenly bounce back this coming weekend in their game against Fiorentina? No, I would suggest. We still don't know enough about Juventus's long-term credentials. But what it does show is, as we saw for large swathes of the season, if Allegri can pick his strongest 11, if his big players are given the opportunity to score goals, they will take those chances. We saw it with Chiesa, we saw it with Vlahovic. When they play together and Juventus have that defensive solidity, and lest we forget there was another clean sheet yesterday, that is when they can overperform, that is where they can overachieve, and that's what allowed them to be genuine contenders for the Scudetto right up until the end of January and heading into the first few days of February. If one of those two elements goes awry, if they start to concede, they can't necessarily score the way out of trouble. If Vlahovic or Chiesa have an off night, and unfortunately there have been plenty of those, or one of them is missing, Chiesa often through injury, Vlahovic frequently as well with niggles, but also through suspension, then that's when Juventus can be caught out. But Lazio are still getting to grips with what Tudor wants from them. They didn't have that vocal, guttural support from the Stadio Olimpico that they benefited from on Easter Saturday in his first game in charge. And Lazio now have the Rome derby coming up in the league. But this was a big opportunity for Lazio to lift silverware. The other side of the draw sees Fiorentina against Atalanta. That game is coming on later tonight. We're recording on Wednesday lunchtime. Nicky Bandini will take you through all of the events in that particular tie. But it does look like Juventus have put one foot into the final of their Coppa Italia, yet another final. And if they were to go to Rome, regardless of whether they played Atalanta or Fiorentina, based on history and prestige and clout alone, you would think Juventus will probably be marginal favourites to win their 15th Coppa Italia. Head to SerieAChronicles.com/Patreon now and subscribe to the Chronicles Tifosi Patreon membership with a free 7-day trial. Get early access to every full-length episode and voice note before the rest of the world. Plus, all episodes are 100% ad-free. And you get bonus Patreon-only exclusive episodes, video episodes, and behind-the-scenes extras. Also, be sure to join the new chat community in the Patreon app and chat with fellow subscribers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.